with regards to his qudrat and how he explains his various signs. For example, the creation of the heavens, the earth, a mention of one poor woman that when she went to the doctor and she had the ultrasound done, so the doctor gave her the glad tidings that she would conceive a boy. Then she informed everyone, so now she went to town, she had painted the whole room blue and bought the clothes of blue, cot was blue, everything, but contrary, when she gave birth, it was a girl. So yeah, causes that the protection to remove. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu also mentioned that these angels also inspire a person, that they tell him and encourage him to do good. And if the person does not do good and he has to engage in some evil, then what do? They even tell him,
Bhala tu khalas kar sakega usko jo aag mein gir chuka. So think for yourself, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will you be able to save such a person from Jahannam? That person who by his actions did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has passed the verdict of adab on that person, who can save that person from Roke unke upar? They will have beautiful double-story palaces. That is, they will have their beautiful palaces, and on top of that another floor also. And also besides that, min fawqiha mabniyatun. And there will be yet another floor on top of that also. In other words, extremely beautiful. Afkarta apna wada. Allah doesn't go against His promise. Allah has made it clear that those who will bring iman and do righteous deeds will go into these beautiful, enjoyable places, and they will be there forever. Alam tara anna Allah anzala min as-samaa'i maa'a. Tune nahi dekha ke Allah ne utara aabe a sign for us to recognize Allah Ta'ala. فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ پھر چلایا وہ چشموں میں زمین کے. And then Allah Ta'ala makes that water to flow in the fountains on the earth. This water, if we also see, the which in other after to come out various types of farms in which various things grow. On one farm you see mealies growing. On another farm you see wheat is growing. Another farm is a banana orchard. All the different things from that water, Allah makes all these things to grow. Different colors, different types. You find grapes, apple, how beautiful when it's at its prime and it's green and it looks so beautiful. But now that it has reached its full age and it has served its purpose, the mealies is now harvested, taken off, and now that becomes like, you see it turning yellow and it dies off now. And then it is thrown, it falls down on the ground. And what we as parents, we should do at home, when we have fruit on the table, explain to the children, the whole family, from where did this fruit come? And let them also recognize Allah Ta'ala, that who gave us this fruit? Buying a watermelon for 50, 60 rand can never make it. It was Allah who makes it. That beautiful, valuable. Also we see that on that farm, whether it is a banana plantation, whether it is a mealy plantation, there are valuable things. The bananas are the most important. The mealy cobs are the most important. And then there are other things that are just served to the animals. Afterwards, when it all this and they have that conviction, nobody will be able to snatch the iman from them. So that is a duty of us as parents, that we build the iman of our family people as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Babu tahrim wa matlu al-ghana. Asks for his amanat. Do not delay. When we have to pay our merchants, we have made an agreement of 30 days payment. We must see that we pay by the 30th day. Whatever, we must not unnecessarily delay and pull strings and play around with the people. The time of payment, what we have agreed on, we should call his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqar. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the procrastination, delaying of a wealthy person is zulam. That is, a person who has got the money, it is accessible to him, that you must pay your laborer before his sweat gets dry. That is, pay him on time. Whatever, many of us, that also we delay. the date of payment that we have to make, and we ask you, what you think, I'm going to run away with your money. I am going to pay you. But he has worked, and the agreement we made, we will pay him by whichever date it has been given or intention has been made to give. But anyway, to take back a gift which we have given to somebody, that is also disliked in the hadith very greatly. عوان ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الذي يعود في هيبته كالدوغ that has vomited, that has spewed, and then it takes back that what it has spewed and it eats it up. وفي رواية العائد في هيبته كالعائد في قيئه. In another narration it comes, a person who takes back what he has given is like a person, is like back to me at a cheap price, at a lower price. وَزَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ يَبِيعُهُ بِرُخْسٍ فَسَأَلْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ. So I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I do in this matter? I gave him this horse as a gift. He is not looking after it. So I'm thinking of buying again. And then there is also detail in this masala that if it goes into the hands of a third person or it comes through inheritance, etc., then it will be permissible to take it back. But the basic thing is that when we give a gift to somebody, we should not take it back again. We have given it, and we should have asked ladies how they endure difficulties and hardships but remain steadfast on Iman. And for that now, in this surah, Allah explains His great Qudrat and how much we recognize Allah, so much our Iman will become stronger and it will be easier to endure any hardship and difficulty. If unfortunately, Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Supara, every night between Maghrib and Isha, he will get the sawab of the Ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So it is such a great and so easy. And if we just learn this off by heart, walking home, or just easily we can read it. So we should have a very strong and convincing Iman. Not just a matter of words, but complete, we have full trust and full yaqeen on the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. And then all the orders, the commands of Allah Ta'ala. 5 times namaz, for example, and making the namaz, how much more the quality of the namaz will be better.
طاعوا والأكم روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحب صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء معدن ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. من محترم أساتذة
الكرام
ในการบรรดาท่านผู้ได้และบรรดาผู้พูดทั้งหมดนะก็ถือเป็นคําพูดเรื่องของเชคของท่านนะที่ได้บอกไว้ว่ามอร์นิ่งมอร์นิ่งก็แล้วแต่ที่ว่าจะเรื่องการบายานนะหรือมัจลิสนี้มัจลิสใดก็แล้วแต่นะให้เรื่องกับซุนนะห์ของท่านนบีศ็อลลัลลอฮุอะลัยฮิวะซัลลัมนะโดยที่ว่ารูปแบบของซุนนะห์ของท่านนบีศ็อลลัลลอฮุอะลัยฮิวะซัลลัมอัลลอฮ์เสียโหด
อัลลอฮ์เสตอัลลอฮ์เตอาลาฮูวะพี่อาริฮะบีบอะลัยฮิสศอลาตุวัสสลามที่จะสมัยอัครเสนิกลเนวาเลอฟอาลนบีศ็อลลัลลอฮุอะลัยฮิวะซัลลัมได้สัญญาไว้กับเรานะสิ่งที่อัลลอฮ์ซุบฮานะฮูวะตะอาลาได้สัญญาไว้กับเรานั่นก็คือสวนสวรรค์ของอัลลอฮ์ซุบฮานะฮูวะตะอาลาและเรามาปฏิบัติตามตามแนวทางดังกล่าวแล้วแน่นอนมันจะต้องเป็นสวนสวรรค์ของอัลลอฮ์ซุบฮานะฮูวะตะอาลาอย่างแน่นอนและสิ่งที่สําคัญไปกว่านั้นนั่นก็คือ
تو محبت کا معیار اللہ تعالی نے سنت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر رکھ اور ان کن تم تحبون اللہ فاتبعونی اس کے بدلے میں یحببکم اللہ تمہیں اللہ کی محبت نصیب ہوگی
ดังนั้นอัลลอฮฺ سبحانه และ تعالى จึงวางชะรัตไว้กับนั้นว่าแท้จริงแล้วคนคนนึงไม่จะกล่าวอ้างเฉยๆโดยที่ไม่มีหลักฐานไม่ได้อัลลอฮฺ سبحانه และ تعالى ก็ได้นำหลักฐานมาหลังจากนั้นนะเราต้องการที่จะบอกว่าสิ่งนี้มีมาในตัวของเจ้าถ้าหากวันนี้มันก็แน่นอนก็คือเจ้าเป็นคนรักอัลลอฮฺ سبحانه และ تعالى และอัลลอฮฺ سبحانه และ تعالى ก็รักเจ้าแต่ถ้าหากไม่มี
โอ้สุนนะห์ซึ่งบริกรฮุกัมอัลลอฮฺ تعالى กะنبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا پاک فرمان طلب العلم فریضۃ علی کل مسلم و مسلمت کہ علم کا حاصل کرنا اور یہاں مراد دینی علم ہے دینی علم کا حاصل کرنا فرض ہے ہر مسلمان مرد
ساہا وشاہ قوام بھو دو کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کرے بوک ودن قرآن نقشن دیو کن تا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کرے بوک وائے نا دن حدیث دیو تا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم و طلب العلم فریضت على کل مسلم و مسلمت ما تو قرآن سکسا